A number of Democrats are lining up to challenge Northern New York's second-term Republican Congresswoman, Elise Stefanik. One of the latest to enter the race for the 21st District seat is businesswoman Katie Wilson from the Adirondack Village of Keene. She says her campaign is about the future of the people and children across the district.
This isn't about me. This is about, you know, the future of my children that I think about every single day. And, you know, my aging father who is at risk of losing his home and his means of, you know, survival here in the North Country. And I just realized that there are so many people across the North Country facing these same issues. These are, you know, real lives on the line here. And I felt as though it was my duty as a citizen of the North Country and as a, you know, citizen of the country to do whatever I could to help make a difference.
I've heard you discuss health care. Is that your primary issue?
Well, it is a primary issue. You know, like I said, there are real lives on the line here, and it's something that affects every citizen of the North Country. So, you know, I think that we need to do everything we can to ensure that we have healthy families and healthy communities here in order for our area to prosper. But I'm also incredibly concerned about the state of our education system, and, you know, we have some existing programs in place, such as the BOCES system, that offers, you know, lots of opportunities currently, but they could be strengthened. We are redistributing funds across the country, and we should be making sure that those funds are really enriching our communities. We could be strengthening the vocational training programs and offering farming and nursing and coding and all kinds of programs that would fill roles in our communities and help retain our youth and give them purpose and offer them jobs. So that's another big focus of mine. And also, after talking to, you know, lots of veterans in the area, it's become very clear to me that there is a situation that has been kind of named as the military-civilian divide. And until we address that, it's going to be really hard for us to employ our veterans. They're coming home after receiving some of the best training our country has to offer, and then they're unable to find jobs because there's a lack of communication between the private sector and the military. So, you know, being able to bridge that gap and provide understanding and recruitment for jobs to our veterans is also very important to me.
Katie Wilson, the Warren County Democratic chair has predicted that as many as 9 people could enter the Democratic primary. What strengths do you have in the primary that could then carry over to the race against incumbent Congresswoman Stefanik?
I'm a business owner and I'm a mother, and because of that, I understand what we're facing. So I'm living the issues facing our district every single day, and I think that's my greatest strength. There's a relatability there. There's a way that I can connect to the general public that I bring to the table.
You told the Post Star newspaper that you would be an independent voice for the North Country. Congresswoman Stefanik says she's an independent voice for the North Country. So how would you be different in that regard?
Well, I think that Congresswoman Stefanik's claim of being an independent voice for the North Country has been debunked. You know, she is clearly leading, she's clearly following the requests of the current leadership on the Republican side. So she's listening to Paul Ryan. She's, you know, stating that she's taking all this time to read bills, but she's out whipping votes for Paul Ryan and waiting for his command on how she's allowed to vote up here. So clearly she's not being an independent voice, and how could she be when she doesn't even live here and understand the issues that we're facing?
Do you have the resources to not only challenge the incumbent, but however many primary opponents enter the race?
I do. I've been incredibly supported by my community, and I've had lots of people come out in order to create the space and the support network that I need in order to take this on. So, you know, this is very much a fundraising game. It's going to be, you know, a big, it's going to take a lot. We're expecting to have $300,000 in the bank account by the end of September in order to really show the viability of this campaign.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik was in Plattsburgh last week. When asked about the growing number of Democrats stepping up to challenge her, she expressed confidence.
I have a very strong record of reaching across the aisle and of bringing results to this district focused on job creation, focused on economic growth, focused on expanding our partnership with Canada. So that's what I'm going to continue doing. I've been through campaigns before. I've been through hard-fought campaigns, and I've won them significantly, and I'm going to be running on my strong record of independent and proven leadership for this district.
Three other Democrats are already looking for the Democratic nomination. Patrick Nelson of Stillwater was the first to announce his candidacy in January. Tedra Cobb of Canton announced earlier this month, and Emily Martz of Saranac Lake announced her campaign on Wednesday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.